Shalom, Rabbi. Now we've been talking together for the past, well, more than that, but I mean to say, the past 2 years we've been trying to process the matzav together, and we're not really talking about adding more now. It's really about just coming back to the same core points, not trying to be creative. The way it's striking me is that what's been going on since Erev Shabbos is kind of bringing the whole course of events to like a certain, well, interim climax, we'll call it that, because Bezus Hashem, we want to see much greater climaxes. But to a certain climax, so just to come back and again approach it right there with the same Yesodis. Let's approach it from this angle. When the war first broke out, so I mean after Simchas Torah, not Friday, yeah. When the war first broke out, so parents in Chutz La'aretz who had children in Eretz Yisrael were in a quandary. What do they do? Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz gave like a 7 minute piece to those parents, 7 to 10 minutes, where basically the gist of what he was saying was as follows. He said, "The dilemma is great. The dilemma is great." But he said, "You sent your children to Eretz Yisrael in order to gain the impact of Eretz Yisrael." I don't like to use the word the Eretz Yisrael experience, because that kind of sounds like, making the rounds to all the different sides. I'd rather say the impact of Eretz Yisrael, the of a year learning, year more than that, yeshiva, seminary, whatever it is, to get the impact of Eretz Yisrael. And he said, now appreciate that your child has the opportunity to experience and to get the impact of the history of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. I'm not quoting him verbatim because this was a while ago, but the point being, he said, "Do you want to really just like take them out of that and back to the bubble and kind of view it all in a theoretical way on paper?" As far as we're concerned, okay, we're here. We're not going anywhere else. I know that some people here actually have close people to them who are stuck elsewhere. That's part of the scene now. But part of the point here is to not get lost in the particular details of what's happening from one moment to the next, but to be able to stay connected to the bigger picture. Taka. To be able to stay connected to the bigger picture of experiencing and experiencing that not just as, well, we get in trouble, then Hashem helps us out and we can go on with life as usual, but experiencing it as it's a part of our destiny, it's a part of who we are. We are the nation that doesn't, the world doesn't tolerate us. And it's part of the essence of who we are. It's not, we don't have tightness on them. We don't blame them. We understand them. The way the Maharal and the Gra set it up is that we carry Rukhni, we carry a Lakus in this world. We carry a Lakus in this world. And Olam Hazeh, in essence, is something that's meant to be, it's designed to be a Lakusless. And therefore, it's just in the Bria that it's like trying to vomit us. Anti-Semitism is not this one's fault or that one's fault. You see that all the nations had their turn. It's a koyach in the Bria. And it has to do with the fact of who we are and the fact that we're not really compatible with the material world. That's exactly the way Hashem set it up. But let's get to the understanding that when we talk about It's not just about getting out of the trouble and being able to move on, but rather it's about getting to the place that Hashem is trying to move us through these experiences. It's not that we got in trouble, that's bidyevet, Hashem has to come and pull us out. But rather, by putting us through these things, Hashem is trying to move us somewhere. Hashem is trying to move us up, move us to a higher place. And as far as we're concerned, getting through it, and when we talk about the spiritual efforts that we make to get through it, it's not about ruchnius dika efforts that we make in order to get through the tzara. It's ruchnius dika efforts that we make in order to get to the place that Hashem is trying to bring us to by bringing the tzara. It's a world of a difference. And this is what I want to approach this from the following angle. Again, I just indexed things that we've been discussing so much, so well, just to just bring it out, right? We're working with the premise. Let's just go through this quickly, even though by now we've been discussing this so much. We work with the premise that a tzara of Klal Yisrael, and now we're talking about a very interesting mix of tzara, which includes tzaras, tragedies, pachad, along with open nisim, and all of these things are reaching climaxes. Although the pachad might be starting to wear off, I'm sure, but all these the nisim are certainly reaching climaxes. We start with the premise of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Taanis is that when a tzara happens to Klal Yisrael, when there's a threat over Klal Yisrael, we don't go the route of we don't understand Darkei Shamayim. We do understand Darkei Shamayim. We don't understand the full extent of Darkei Shamayim. We don't understand the full extent of what Hashem is doing here. But we always understand the immediate level of what Hashem is doing. That the Rambam tells us we have a chiyuv to interpret what Hashem is doing. Rabbi Gamliel used to say it is. He said, to say we just don't understand Hashem's ways, he said that's a frum nusach of apikarsis. What?
Isn't it?
Rabbi Gamliel. Sorry, Rabbi Say. Continue. The Rambam tells us that any tzara that happens to Klal Yisrael as a whole is a call for tshuva. And he tells us not to, it's a call for tshuva as in. It's a call from Hashem telling us, I'm trying to accomplish something here. I'm trying to move you up. And not to interpret it as, well, okay, this is the way things work, right? The Rambam, that's how he says, that's what the Pasuk calls him, Tel Chuimi Bikeri. It's never the result of bad politics. It's never the result of this one making a mistake or that one making a mistake. That's what the Rambam calls Keri. It's on the contrary. The reason that there were bad politics or that this one made a mistake or that one made a mistake is because this is where Hashem wants to guide the people. The reason why this one is in power or that wasn't in power is because for the purposes Hashem is trying to achieve. So Hashem is trying to move us somewhere. But let's approach it from the following way, from the following angle. In the Kuzari, and try to bring this all out through the following from the following Pesach. In the Kuzari, one of the central themes of the Kuzari, you can actually identify in the Kuzari like four or five central themes that thread the whole sefer. And one of them is the Malas Klal Yisrael. It's a whole theme that he develops and comes back to time and time again throughout the sefer, appreciating the greatness of Am Hashem. And here's how he presents it. It's a very politically incorrect discussion. It's not really appropriate for the Western ear, But he wasn't talking to a Westerner. He was talking to the king of Khuzar, who was, I don't know where Khuzar was. And he just told it to him straight. And basically, the way he, at one point, the way he presents it is like this. He says, "Is there a greater Bria in the material world than man? Is there something higher than man?" We have different levels, right? We have Doimem, Tsoimeach, Chai, Medaber, right? Inanimate world, you have plant life, you have animal life, and then you have man. Is there a higher level than that? The Chacham asks the Khuzari king. And the Khuzari king says, yes, he was a great admirer of the great philosophers, of the people who really brought their seichel to the peak. So he says, yes, the great Chachamim, that's the highest level. So the Khuzari said that the Chacham says, that's not an inherently different min. It's more of a koyach within the same min. Is there a higher min that's distinguished as something separate? And the Melech Khuzar says, no, if that's what you're asking, then no. The answer is no. There isn't a higher min. So then the Chacham says, well, what if I were to describe to you a person who can walk through fire and isn't scathed? He can go for 40 days without eating or drinking. His face has an unnatural shine. If I were to describe to you such a person, what would you say? You would say, well, if you could show me such a person, then I would concede that yes, this is already a different me. This is not a more capable human being. This is a different me. This, he says, this is already something angelic. So the Khuzari says, well, this is what our people are, right? Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah walked through fire without getting fazed. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu HaNavi, they both went for 40 days without eating or drinking. Moshe Rabbeinu had that shine to his face. But yeah, but we have to understand this because what is this substantiating that Klal Yisrael is a whole different min? These were nisim. Hashem makes nisim, right? Each nes, okay, each nes was its nes. Hashem saved them from the fire. How does that show that Klal Yisrael is a different min? But no, the way the Khuzari is framing it, he says, no, these were not nisim, meaning, of course, they were nisim, but these were not isolated nisim. He says these were all a function of what Klal Yisrael is. What is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is, well, the way he puts it in the Sefer is the whole time is the Bria that is has the Chibur Eloki, the Chibur to the divine, or in other words, is a different min called the whole world was meant to support, the whole natural world was meant to support a Bria called, I'll use the other Sfarim's term for it, because Ari uses his own terms, but Merkava Lashchina. It's a material world. It's a physical world. You don't see Hashem here. But then there's the Bria that's connected, that's created as the carrier of Shechina in this world. And that's where Elokus is going to manifest in our world. So when Avraham Avinu walked through the fire, it wasn't an isolated nes. It wasn't a specific nes. It was a function of the fact that he carried Elokus. That was one manifestation of it. When Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need food, it was a function of the fact that he carried Elokus. In fact, according to the Khuzari, these weren't the greatest manifestations of that. The greatest manifestation was Nevuah. Nevuah, we had 1.2 million people of them. But his point is, the Khuzari brings this out, that even those of us who don't have Nevuah, it's circumstantial. We have the infrastructure of Nevuah because we have that Chibur Eloki. All of us are carrying that. It manifests to different levels. But all of us are carrying that. And Avraham Avinu walking through a fire, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah walking through a fire, was a function of the fact that a Jew is a carrier of Shechina. A Jew is a reflector of Elokus in this world. Hashem demonstrates himself off the Jew. So, if we're just looking, again, like we said before, there were different points throughout this process that Hashem is moving us through where the focus was more on the tzara, the experience more was the tzara, the experience was pachah. And then there was the points where the focus was more the nisim, and then there was the confusing mix of all of them together. You know what we've been seeing now this past week is bringing the nisim level to a whole new level. I asked an older uncle of mine who remembers very clearly the Six-Day War I asked him, "Have we gotten there yet?" And he said, "No. We're not there yet." Yeah. No, that's an excited young person who, but whatever the case is, as far as we go, what we've been seeing going on in Iran is mamish. We describe Avraham Avinu walking through fire. Okay. We said this is really the function of what every Jew is. And in the Haftarah of Bereishis, right, Yeshaya says, he describes it as that. What does he say? He says, Kisavo b'mayim itchani b'naharois lo, meaning imagine a person walking through a very powerful river. I don't know if you have that here in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Hudson River, okay? Strong, powerful river that's rushing. Right? You walk through, it's not going to knock you over. It's not going to pull you in its current. Okay? Kiselech b'moy eish lo sikaveh. You walk through fire, you won't be burned. V'lahava lo, flames won't catch onto you. So again, these are the things we said. Okay, that was a nice happened to Avraham Avinu. But Yeshaya Navi is describing this as, this is how Siyata Dishmaya works. This is how Itcha'oni works. Have we not? Does that pasuk not come to mind when you're thinking about the events of the last 5 days? It makes no sense, right? That what we've been seeing is just like, for me, it's reminiscent of what Chazal say, that in the times of the Shoftim, we have an expression that the Tanakh uses. It doesn't use it afterwards. The time of the Malachim doesn't use it afterwards, already in the battles, where it says, Vayoham Hashem es Machane Ashur, whatever it is, the different Amim. Vayoham Hashem. Hashem confounded them. Like, meaning the way the battle worked was the Jewish soldiers went out and the enemy just started dropping dead. Right, without them barely doing anything. So we've been seeing now, like, the what we thought was the most formidable player in this whole sinister lineup, right? The big pachad is like melting, just melting away, like a stack of cards, just toppling. Well, I'm seeing this, seeing the pasuk of kiselech. So let's just bring it back to the fact that this is, again, it's a function of us carrying Elokus. It's a function. Here we're seeing again Hashem, the Hashem who Bnei Yisrael back then said, Yimincha Hashem, you watched Hashem smashing the enemies. And now, that's what we're watching now. Malchus kol olamim. It's the same Malchus Hashem that they saw then. They said, "Whoa, Hashem Yimloich Lo Malchus Chama Malchus Kol." Watching Hashem just going out there and smashing them, and let's just take in the experience, but realize that what is this once again? It's the Elokus that we're carrying. It's the Elokus that we're carrying is manifesting itself. This gives a whole different, not different, but a brilliant light on the idea, the very famous old idea that we have to contend with the tzara through spiritual effort, through tshuva ma'asim tovim, through stepping up. That we should be now, for the last 2 years it's been this way, but in yomim ha'roim mode, in yomim ha'roim mode, in the mode of realizing that we fuel the Elokus, and the Elokus is what fuels the Nisim, right? And by our efforts, stepping it up, it's responding to the call. Look, Hashem is showing us this is what it can do. This is what it can do. To appreciate the how Hashem is treating us to a very clear display of what it looks like. You fuel it, you step up those efforts, you make that hishtadlis, and you'll just see the Elokus manifesting itself. You'll see the Elokus manifesting itself. Now, of course, this is a certain cherry on the top, but this brings us back to what we've been experiencing the whole time now. Now we've been saying time and time again, if I'm going to repeat it now at the risk of boring you, that what have we been seeing for these 2 years? Again, we're going to get back to the Tsaras, but the phenomenon of living in a reality where there can be rains of missiles and ballistic missiles, and by and large, the price of that is that people get injured running to the mamma. That is the danger of a torrent of ballistic missiles, that some people fall on the way to the mamma. We've been living in an in again, we already get used to that. Missiles are child's play. But Rachmana Litzlan, Hashem is showing us that not exactly. We just saw now in this week of the amazing Nisim that not exactly, right? And that a ballistic missile is a pretty serious business. Rachmana Litzlan. We've lost people. We've lost people. Well, there too, Hashem is showing how he keeps on sticking in with that, I don't know if you want to call it Hashem's way of doing things, but how the percentages of every time you hear, oh, well, four of them were, okay, other nationalities. But we've lost people. For every person that's lost, that means that there's a whole circle of people who lost a loved one. We have the people who, Baruch Hashem, were not lost, but they lost homes. How many people have lost their homes in these last few days? And then you go from there to the various levels of the tsaros. Well, let's appreciate that all these things are there to prompt us. Now, don't. Right now, I'm not putting the focus and the emphasis on the full extent of the tsara. But don't take this as insensitive, because we've said this a number of times, that if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, was killed as a yid by a hit of a ballistic missile, where is he in Gan Eden? Beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination. But if we take that as, again, that spur, that prompt to step up our own efforts, and we're mischazik from that, so you might feel like that sounds like quite an insensitive thing to say. He died, and I'm going to be mischazik, and that's the benefit. But realize that in a week from now, this person, as high as he is in Gan Eden, can be reapproached and told by Hashem, you know that 1,000 people became closer to me because of you. Now you have the merit of Zichui HaRabim. You're going to be moved to a whole different place beyond the beyond where he already was. So it all comes back to this play, interplay of the tsaris placing the call on us, right? And that's the lesson of the Rambam, that it's derech achzarius not to respond to the tsaris in this way. He says, because it's going to be greater and more, Rachmana Litzlan. Well, we can add to that for every person killed, their standing is now going to be in our hands in terms of, are we going to take that prompt and grow with it, and thereby grant him that tzchus of, he was mekarev me, and he's going to get that tzchus of the Zikui HaRabim, of a person who bought Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem. So weiter, we're operating in a reality of Hashem moving his people to a higher place, moving his people up a notch. This is coming through the prompt of the tsaros, but Hashem is also showing us the other side of the coin. He's showing us, stepping out of the hester more and more, stepping out into the open more and more. And we want to be fueling it with our ruchnius d'kishtadlus, but a very critical other side of the same coin is to be seeing him, to be seeing him in action. Not to lose sight of it because of the natural cause and effect element. Realizing that the emunah that we're gaining and becoming used to the idea of nisim gluyim, and thereby having more conviction in nisim gluyim, is actually fueling more nisim gluyim. The Rashba in his Perushim HaGadah says that. But all the makas were leading up to that Muna the Klal Yisrael had to have in order to fuel Nakas Bechayrus. And that was leading up to the Emunah that they needed to have in order to fuel Kriyas Yamsuf. He says, because the Emunah is what fuels the Nisim. So there's an apparently Hashem is giving us a certain, let's take it as a certain positive grade in that we've been zeicha to utilize the Nisim we've been seeing. We haven't allowed them to just go over our head. And he's showing us, look, that Emunah, that conviction, that Aliyah is now giving the koyach, giving the fuel for me to take it to the next level, to show even higher levels of Nisim. And here we have the struggle of not to be sidetracked by the Koichi Yodi element, by the element of the natural cause and effect of the credit that's being claimed by whoever is busy claiming it. You have people on one side of the Atlantic and people on the other side of the Atlantic who are busy claiming all the credit, and to only see Hashem, only see Hashem moving Klal Yisrael to a higher place of Malchus Shamayim, and to be taking that in, and to be living with that reality of Malchus Hashem. I think I'd like to just tie this up by just drawing our attention to one piece of davening that so captures everything that's going on now. The beginning of Ezra's HaVeisenu. The beginning of Ezra's HaVeisenu, where up till now it was like a preamble to getting to Mitzrayim. But when I was just saying it these days, it just hit me as this is not a preamble. This is like, whoa, this is exactly the story of now. Think about the words. Ezra HaVeisenu Atohu Me'olam Magenu Moshiach Livnei Acharei Dor V'Dor. Right? You are Ezra HaVeisenu from time beginning, but Magenu Moshiach Livnei Acharei Dor V'Dor. All of a sudden, those words take on a whole different meaning. Magenu Moshiach Livnei Acharei Dor V'Dor. Like we said before, the Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Vo'ed that they saw then is now being played out in our dawn. Yeah. Your city up on high. Vitzikascha ad afseyot. You're up on high, but your mishpatim, the things that you're busy doing, are extending all around the world. But let's appreciate that. All around the world, as in Hashem is busy hitting all corners of the world. Why? Let's just connect this to the pasuk that says, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol ha'aretz mishpatam. It's under the title of Elokei Yisrael. I'm doing this as your God. I'm doing that as your God. Persia saw Elokei Yisrael in action. That was 2,500 years ago, and now they're seeing him in action again. This is Elokei Yisrael showing up in Tehran and saying, "You're starting up with my people." So ad afsei oretz, it's reaching the furthest corners of the ground, of the land, in the capacity of Elokei Yisrael. Who knows if what's going on in Ukraine is just to, also in order to help us appreciate a little bit more that, you know what, a missile actually is a dangerous thing. It's ad afsei oretz. But then what does that hit us with? It hits us with, whoa, so ashrei ish yishma lemitzvaysecha. When you see Hashem operating, you see him in action, you see his might, you see the awesomeness of what's going on. You say, "One minute, I want to be on his team. I want to be part of his. I want me to be his agenda." And therefore, Ashrei ish yishma lemitzvaysecha, but we're all keeping mitzvahs, but we want to step that up. We want to be that much more Ashrei. Right? All of a sudden, it hit me that that's the context here. You see what Hashem is doing, and you say, "Whoa, I want to be there. I want to be on that bandwagon. I want to be a part of what he's doing." So, to tell ourselves, can we make ourselves more Ashrei? Yishe yishmal v'seisecho. You are the Adon of your people, and the one who's out there fighting their battles. He's out there fighting their battles as the Adon. Rav Hirsch says that the first time we see a Jewish king, the term used for him is Adon. That was Yosef. Adonai Haaretz, right? Whereas with Yishmael, they're called Nisim when you first start having kings. Rav Hirsch says the difference between an Adonai and a Nasi is that Nasi is Milosh in a cloud. A cloud is up on high, gaining all of its existence by sucking up from those under it. Right? That's where the cloud gets its existence from. And Adonai is Milosh in Eden. Eden means the base that's carrying the weight of the building. That is the true Jewish, he's bringing out that that's the true Jewish king, the true Jewish leader. The true Jewish leader, his authority is in the fact that he's carrying the burden of it on his shoulders. But it was saying Hashem is an Adon, carrying our burden on his shoulders, and therefore, Melech Gibalor Emes HaTohu showing that the Acharoin, right? The Rishon that we saw, all the amazing Nisa that we saw back in the Yemei Kedem, HaTohu Acharoin, it's still the same Hashem as Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hashem that we're seeing operating then. That's really a major part of where Hashem is trying to get us to. This realization that it's only Him. The Tzaras were uncanny. The Yeshuas are uncanny. Everyone's busy figuring out who do we attribute the Tzaras to. Right now, there's going to be a lot of arguments about who do we attribute the Yeshuas to. And everybody's trying to claim it for themselves. But back then, it was about who do we attribute the Tzaras to. People, Israeli media, we're obsessed with who do we attribute the Tzaras to. There's no one to attribute the Tzaras to, only Hashem. The Tzaras were unnatural. But the point is that so are the Yeshuas. Hashem is showing this whole story is only about me. It's only about me. And this is what we want to be seeing. Mibaladecha ein lanu melech goyel umashiach. I showed you what happens when I let go. But now I show you what happens when you do respond right and I'm there for you. Now, Levi, that we should be zoichet to bring ourselves to the place that Hashem is trying to bring us to and see Him show Himself to us to the ultimate levels. There.